California is one of several Western states adding an extra layer of scientific review to any COVID-19 vaccine that's approved by the FDA. Let's take a deeper look at that with Dr. Arthur Reingold. He leads California's Independent Vaccine Review Committee. He's also head of epidemiology at the UC Berkeley School of Public Health. He's on Skype. Doctor, nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you.
And you're reviewing vaccine data at the same time as the FDA. Do you have any concerns at this point about the safety?
Well, so far, based on the phase one and phase two data that we've seen for at least the Moderna and the Pfizer trials, I would say the safety does not look like it's going to be a problem.
Can you explain how these individual state work groups function and if there's any chance that you'd come to a different conclusion than the FDA?
Well, we certainly hope we're not going to come to a different conclusion. And the reality is we'll be looking at more or less the same data that the FDA and the ACIP of the CDC have looked at. You know, the purpose of having this done here in California and potentially in other states is primarily so that anyone who has concerns about federal processes under the current administration, we hope will be reassured if an independent group of experts here in California comes to a similar conclusion.
Yeah. And to that point, Doctor, these state advisory panels first emerge when there was some concern that the FDA process to approve the vaccines had been corrupted by politics, that they would be rushed to approval before the election. But at this point, the election is over. There's a new administration coming in. Do you think that that concern is mostly passed?
Well, I think the concern has largely passed, but I think it's left a residual in many people's minds about the extent to which they might be able to trust federal groups at the moment. I personally have full confidence in the FDA and the CDC, but I could understand if there's some residual concern. And of course, this week we've seen, and last week as well, potentially pressure from the White House on the FDA to speed up the process because otherwise the British might beat us. I don't think that kind of pressure is helpful, frankly.
Yeah. Will this extra layer of review in California delay the deployment of vaccines in your state?
Well, that's the other concern that people have raised. We expect to have the relevant data basically within 24 hours of when the ACIP does. So I don't expect there to be any appreciable delay between when CDC and FDA weigh in and when we weigh in.
The ACIP panel that you're referring to there, the CDC advisory panel that voted on how vaccines should be distributed, there was one doctor on that panel who had some concern that the vaccine has not been tested in people living in nursing homes or long-term care facilities, and yet those will be the first people, among the first people in line to get those shots. Do you worry about that?
Well, I think the concern that she raised is that, first of all, we won't know very much about the safety or the efficacy of the vaccine in this very fragile and high-risk group. But I think many people, including myself, believe that they're at such high risk of COVID, and there's really no reason to think that the adverse events are going to be substantially different, that personally, if I were still on the ACIP, which I'm not, I probably would have voted with the 14 majority rather than with the one minority member.
As soon as that green light appears, your state and all 50 states will have a big logistical challenge ahead of them, but maybe no more so than in California, where 40 million people live approximately. To the best of your understanding, how will the distribution be carried out in California?
Well, like all states, California has been planning this for a while. California, unlike some states, because of its size, has to worry about basically doing this through 58 counties and actually three city health departments. At the end of the day, the counties, together with their medical partners, the pharmacies, the medical schools, the hospitals, will have to implement. So the state of California is providing guidance. But Los Angeles might do something slightly different than San Francisco, which might do something different from a small rural county.
Are you confident that it will go smoothly? Do you see any pain points?
Well, I think the main concerns are, first of all, because of the cold chain requirements for these vaccines. It's going to be a challenge to get it to rural areas or to areas that are further away from, you know, large deep freezes. And of course, fundamentally, when the first doses arrive, hopefully in a few weeks, there won't be enough for everyone, even in the highest tier groups. So there's going to have to be basically some priority setting even within those very high-tier groups while we await more doses.
Dr. Arthur Reingold, chair of California's COVID-19 Scientific Safety Review Work Group and the head of epidemiology at the UC Berkeley School of Public Health. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.